We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the second line from the top of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing dashing Psukim at the end of Keheles, talking about old age and after Misa. And this Psukim we're talking about the old age, how the body starts shutting down. Zok the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Bayoim Shiyazu Shemri Abayis, on the day where the watchmen of the bayis start shaking, and the Gemara explains like this. That's talking about the kasalim, which is the sides of a person, vatzalois, and the ribs. You know, when a person gets older, those things don't work as good. And the army doesn't work as good. That's the thighs. That's the teeth. The grinders, that's the teeth. And the things that look out the window darken. That's the eyes. Talking about when the person gets older, all these things start shutting down. Why didn't you come debate us in the Bay Avida? Bay Avida is a place where they had debates between the Chachmei Yisrael and the Kofrim and the Sukkim. We had this early on in the Masechtam. This place, that's a place on Kufta Zayin Aleph. There's a place where Bay Avida used to have debates. So the Kaiser asked Rav Shimon Chananya, why didn't you ever come to these debates? Amalei answered, like with a muscle, saying that he's very old. Amalei, Tur Tlag, the top of the mountain is very snowy, which means his head is turning white. His hair is turning white. Sachroindi Galidim, I'm surrounded by ice, which means referring to his mustache. Kalboyi Loinofchin, I can't bark as good, which means my voice is not so good. And Tachanoi Loitaychanin, my grinders are not grinding well, which means his teeth. You see, I'm getting old. My hair is white, I can't eat as good, I'm weak. Beirav Amri, in Beirav, they added on another thing that Rav Shimon Chananya said. He said, Adla Avidna Vechishna. It looks like I'm looking for something that I didn't lose, which means he's bowed down. He's Ibigabagan. He's bent down. He's bent over. It looks like he's looking for something, but really he can't stand up straight. He's older. That's another thing he said. He can't stand straight anymore. It's better to have 2 feet than 3 feet. Which means when someone walks with a cane, it's like he has 3 feet. So it's better if you have 2 feet than 3 feet. And he said another thing. He says, chaval on something that, this one thing that if you lose this, you never get it back. And what is that? Mahi, what's that thing? If you lose this, you never get it back. On Rechista Yankusa, that's younger years. The younger years, you don't get it back. You have to hop around when you're younger to do Avodas Hashem because it doesn't come back. Ki Osir Ravdimi, Omar, Yankusa Kalila Devarda, youth is like a crown of roses. Savusa, old age, Kalila de Chilfa, is like a crown of thorns. Eat well, chew up your food well, and eat well, because you'll see the difference in your footsteps. If you eat well when you're younger, you're going to feel it later on in the way a guy should be healthy if he eats well. If he's soveya from lech, from bread, he'll be good and he won't see any bad. Only a small Rav Yehuda, small toes, Talmud Rav Yehuda, Shinna, smart one, Shari, Sakech v'ayel achmach. Open up your sack, which means your mouth, and let the bread go in. Because when you're younger, the eating will make you strong. Because he says, ad bar mishtin, until you're 40, meich l'mali, it's good to eat. Nekam v'ayelach afterwards, mishti mali, it's good to drink. And obviously drinking means alcoholic drinks. Those days, that's the only thing they drank. So after 40, drink is a little better. But until 40, it's good to eat. So tomorrow, by tomorrow, now is going to tell us an exchange between a certain Saduki who was a Saras. He couldn't have children, and this Saduki was trying to rate on Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, who was bald. Omalei hu gazar. Gazar means a Saras, someone who can't have children, it's a cut off. He was a Saduki. Omalei hu gazar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Mehalcha le Karchina kamahave. There's a place called Bald Town, Karchina. He said, from here to Karchina, how far is it? He's trying to make fun of him that he's bald. Amalei, so Rav Shua answered it back, whatever he told him, Rav Shua answered it back, you know, on his level. Amalei, Rav Shua answered the Saras, Kim Hachalu Gazaina, like from here to Gazaina, referring to his name Guzar, whatever that he is, a Saras. He said, from here to Gazaina. Amalei, the second thing that Tzduki told him, Amalei Tzduki, Barcha Karka Varba. They sell in the marketplace bald goats. Goats are called bald because they don't have wool. Bald goats before Zuz. So Amalei Rav Shua answered him, Ikra Shlifa Batamya. You know, maybe you're a little more expensive, but you know, they sell a sheep that its beitzim are crushed and it can't have children. That sells for eight dinrim. That sells for 8 dirham. So he tells him back, you know, okay. So you're not a goat. You're a seh that can't have children. Chazia, the Tzduki saw that Rav Shimon Karka was not wearing shoes. Chaz lo yisayim asani. He wasn't wearing shoes. So he wasn't wearing shoes. And the Rashi speaks out. What do you mean? Why he wasn't wearing shoes? We know the Gemara said before. You should spend all your money. You give up all your money just for shoes. So he says the Rashi says either it was Tisha B'Av or it was Yom Kippur. He wasn't wearing shoes. So Amalei, the Tzduki told Rav Shimon Karka. Let me tell you something. The Al-Sus, if someone has a horse, then he's a melech. You know, if he has a Rolls Royce, he's a melech, he's a king. The Al-Khamar, if he has a Camry, then Ben-Khairim. You know, he's a Ben-Khairim. Al-Khamar, okay, he's a Ben-Khairim. The Malibir Gloi, the guy has shoes, by Inish, he's a person. But the Loi-Ha, if you don't have any shoes, and neither shoes nor mode of transportation, the Chafir Ukvir Tavmine, a person buried in the ground is better than you. Like, what do you mean you don't have shoes? Amalei, so Rav Shimon Karka answers him, says, Guza, you know, Mr. Saros over here. Tlas Aramati, you told me three things. You told me, first of all, about going to Kachina, then you told me about the Barcha, the bald goat, and now you're telling me about my shoes. Let me tell you three things. Tlas Aramati, Tlas Shemata, I listened to three things. Listen to me, I'll tell you three things. First of all, Hadras Panim Zaken. A hadras panim, a nice face, is a zakan, is a beard. Simchas lev, happy heart, you know what that is? Isha, a wife. Nachlas Hashem, to have nachla with Hashem, you know, possessions with Hashem, that's banim, that's children. Baruch hamakim, thank you Hashem, shemanach makulam, you have neither. You don't have any of these three. You don't have a zakan, you're a saras, you don't have any wife, and you don't have any children. So baruch hamakim, shemanach makulam. He zogged mine pretty good. So it's pretty insulted for that. Amalei, Karcha Mitziona, you're a bold person who starts up with me. Amalei, Vishu says to Sarah, what do you mean? Ikra Shlifa Techecha, you Mesuris, you think, you came to me to fight with me. Don't tell me I'm making a fight. You came over to me to make a fight. Zogdemar Vaita about old age again. Amalei, Rebbe Rav Shimon Mechalafta. Rebbe told Rav Shimon Mechalafta after Yontev, he said, Mechalei Kabbalah Penecho Regal. Why didn't you come visit me on Yom Tov? You know, your fathers always came to visit me. Just like your parents always came to visit me on Yom Tov. Why didn't you come? Amalei. So Rav Shimon answered, Tzalaim, those racks on the road, Nasu Gevayim, they became high. They're like, for me, for my age, those are too high for me already. Karevim, the place that I thought were close, Nasu Chaykim, they're like very far away now. Mishtayim Nasu Shalash. My 2 feet turned to 3 feet. Mesim shalom b'bayis batalu. My kayach to make shalom b'bayis in the house is batal. Rashi says what it means is eved hashmish, and the Yavitz explains that if he's to go away from his house for a long time to go visit his rebbe, his wife won't be happy. So bishlam, if he has his kayach of tashmish, okay, so he can make his wife feel better. But if he doesn't have that, he has to stay home. He can't be mesim shalom b'bayis. Zogdim mar vayta vayta in the psukim in Kehelas talking about old age, it says. These are the holes of a person that a person goes to the bathroom with. When he gets older, they don't work as good. They get closed up. The doors get closed up. That means that it weakens, the sound of the grinding weakens. The stomach doesn't digest the food so good anymore. What does that mean? Even a little bird wakes him up in the morning. He can't sleep well. Even music sounds like him, just like words. He can't appreciate the music, and he can't hear it with the right. His ears don't work as good. And the Gemara says, Barzilai Hagiladi was a person who helped out David when David was running away from Avshalom. David's son Avshalom was murdered by Malchus, tried to attempt to overthrow him from the throne, and David ran away from Yerushalayim because of Avshalom. And on the way, he met Barzilai Hagiladi, who helped him out with food and fed all his people. So when David came back victorious after Avshalom died, he invited Barzillai HaGelilai to come with him back to Yerushalayim. So Barzillai HaGelilai tells David, I'm 80 years old already. I think I know the difference between good and bad. I'm too old. Even here, that if someone's over 80 already, or he gets very old, his das is not as sharp, and he can't tell the difference between terev l'ra. And he says further, I think I could taste anything, what I eat or drink. Even here, that the lips of the old people, they crack, and they can't have enjoy the food as much. And he ends off, Meshma oid because sharim v'sharis, mekanchos naim shkeinim v'schablas, the ears get heavy, and they can't listen well, they can't hear well. Amar Rav, Barzillai HaGelilai d'shak shik rahava, strong lashon. He says, Barzillai was a liar. It can't be when you're 80, you don't taste food anymore. Why? That he amsa the havei Rebbe. Rebbe had a certain v'sharis, a certain cook, that batishim entrenched him. She was 92 years old, v'havetamik there. She's retiring the k'teira, and she had tasted it fine. She was 92 years old. So it must be Barzillai HaGelilai is lying. Rabbi, I know he's not lying, but Barzillai HaGelilai shot of Vizima Hava. In his younger years, he was a mezana, he had a lot of tashmish, and he gets weak from that. Shot of Vizima Zikna Kefetzalav. Old age jumps on you if a person has a lot of tashmish when he's younger, and therefore he taka lost his senses at 80 because he was like a 100 years old person because he was shot of Vizima. As older they get, the smarter they get. Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Beyishishim by old person chokma." There's knowledge. Va'orich yomim tvuna, and longer years, he understands better. Va'ami aretz. No, kol zman shemaskinim, they get older. Tipshus atesvam. They gave him the stupidity increases. Shneimer meiser soffel in amonim. V'tamz kenim yikach. Hashem takes away the tamz kenim. And really, the pasuk doesn't speak out Rasha or tzadik, but Rasha speaks out stira to psukim. It must be one by tzadik, one by Rasha. Back to the parasha, the psukim in Gehela is talking about old age. Gam migvoi yiro, that means a filugav. Shushas katana, even a small little mountain, doimel of kari harim, looks like Mount Everest. V'chas chatim baderech, and there's something scary in the derech, that means v'shosh v'halach baderech nasula tvoim. He gets scared from anything in the derech, every little intersection, he's dead scared. V'inoa tzashokeid, and the thing that sprout out of him are not doing well, zuakil boisis. That's the part of the thigh, the thigh socket starts protruding and it's not comfortable. V'stavel ha'chogov elu ha'govos. The ha'govos of the zokin feels like a load. V'sofer ha'vyoina zu chemda, and the taiva gets much less. The taiva gets much less when we get older. Rav Kana, a pasuk becoming Rav. Rav Kana was reading these psukim kalas from Rav. Came to this pasuk that says the sofer of Yoina, that the chemda died down. No good v'asnach. He groaned inside. Omash mami no bottle lechemda Rav. See from here that the taiva Rav left him. Now what did Rav need taiva for? Rav is the tzaddik of tzaddikim. What's pshat? See, Yavid says, like we said before, he wants to be able to make shalom bayis. He doesn't have that anymore. Or because he wants to have children. But avad al tzarech mitzvah. And Rav, sorry, avad al tzarech mitzvah. So, the more avad al Rav Kana, my yachsev said in the pasuk, hu om avayehi, Hashem created a certain taiva because Hashem's will. What is that? Zu isha. That's the taiva of isha. And we'll see why, because it doesn't really make sense. Hu tziva v'yamayit, elu banim. These are the children of a person. Because Hashem made a taiva to isha, that's why you can have children. Tana, the Bryce explains, Tana, Isha is chemis mali tzaya. She's really like a barrel full of tzaya, like every human, they're full of tzaya. Opia, which means the oisimaka, mali dam, is full of dam nida. And still, like kol rotzimakra, everyone runs after Isha. What's going on? What are we after Isha? Tyrus is, it's mamish exerim and shemayim, that's the thing is taiva. Doesn't really make sense. So the Gemara says in the pasuk Kehelas ki hoylech adam beis olam, a person goes to his base olam moi, mashma his own olam. Marav Yitzchak melam to go tzav zayin es loyed model for chvoidai. Every tzaddik gets his own makom mesuyim in olam haba. That's lefi chvoidav what he deserves. Moshe melech shnuchsav avad leir. The melech and the avad went into the six. Nechassim kulum mishar echad nechassim. We're going to one shar. They all die the same way. Because Shailana, when they go to sleep, everyone gets their own room. This one gets a presidential suite, this one gets a different suite, this one gets a different room, this one sleeps in the lobby. Everyone's different. Everyone is different. Everyone has their own oilam, their own oilam. They all die the same way, but they all have their own oilam. Which means like this, something that people do when they're younger, which is Rashi says, Rivut Hashmish, Mashchir and Panav, causes their face to blacken and they get weakened. They get weak. Lasik knots when they get older. If they have too much Hashmish when they're younger, they get weak when they get older. Vamra Ritsa Kasha Rima Lames, another memra that worms to a dead person, kamacha basachai, it's like a needle in the live flesh. Shnema ach besari alav yichav. That the basar hurts him. There's a ke'eva in the basar. Amrav chisnaf shodom sabelos love kol shiva. The first 7 days after a person dies, his neshama is still connected to his guf to a certain extent, and the neshama is misabel over the guf. Shanem is in the pasuk nafshi alav to avel, and heino to avel is 7 days. V'ksiv v'yas la'avel avel shivas yom. The avel 7 days, and says v'nafshi alav, his nefesh will be to avel when he dies. Another halacha, Rav Yehuda, meis she'ein lo menachmim, a meis doesn't have anyone lo'alein who dies without any people to shiva for him. What do you do? Holchan asar bnei adam v'yoshvim v'kaimay. 10 people come and they sit like avelim instead of him. Ahudu shachem shuzer Rav Yehuda. Taka, a person who died in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda. He didn't have anyone to sit shiva for him. Call Yoima, have a davar Rav Yehuda Be'esar. Every day Rav Yehuda brought 10 people. V'yosu Dukhtay sat in his house for the whole shiva. La'achas shiva yom is chazda v'chalam Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda got a dream. Amalei to nuach daiti kashenachtas daiti. You should have das because you meyashiv my das. You made me feel better. So you see from here that the Nicham Avelim is not only for the Avelim, because here there's no Avelim. So what's the point of Nicham Avelim? See, Nicham Avelim is not only for the Chai, it's for the Mace also. It's for the Chai and for the Mace, Nicham Avelim. Because you see here, the Mace has enough from the Nicham Avelim. There's Taka Rambam, I didn't see it in Sarba, I heard the Rambam says that if you have a choice, Bika Choylim or Nicham Avelim, it's better than Nicham Avelim. Why? Because Nicham Avelim is both Chai and Mace, and Bika Choylim is only for the Chai. So you see, a very good thing, the Nicham Avelim helps for the Mace also.